We see pictures of missing children and stories in the newspapers. What has happened to these missing children? Where are they? Stay tuned for the answers.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines, and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise, and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen before the year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I see a church. It's right clapboard. It looks like a church. Yes, it is, and it has a bell. It looks quite old-fashioned, like it's been there for years. But I see coming from the back. Oh, my goodness. There are people. They look terrible. They're in coats and cloaks, red on the inside, black on the white. And there's a man behind them. This is the leader of the satanic cult, which is on Long Island. Oh, my goodness. This satanic master, or what he calls himself, has two horns. They look like they're coming out of his head. Not a costume, but actually out of his head. And he's laughing. Blessed Mother, he's so evil. Must I look at him? Do not be affrighted, my child. I placed a veil between him and you at the time. But they are conducting their services this evening. So the prayers that you will say, my child, when you return home tomorrow, you will say it for the Shkoof, there are children among them that have been missing now for months, for years. They are all pawns of the satanic cult. You ask my child, what can be done about them? First, you must go to the supernatural. You must also read your Bible and place before these obnoxious, self-satisfied demons from hell that have entered into the bodies of these individuals. They have them under full control. Therefore, they have no conscience. They have no holiness. They are everything the opposite to Christianity. And their goal is to take the Catholic children of the world through nationwide cults. Already, there are 5,000 or more now in the United States and Canada. And people ask, where have my children disappeared to? Jesus is nodding his head. He's next to our lady. He's nodding his head and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, listen well to me. I know there is discord, great discord among the workers. I say this to you now. No decision shall be given at this time. Veronica, my child, you will pray, and pray more often to the infant Jesus. And yes, I do love the infant Jesus. That I have a big infant Jesus, Blessed Mother, right in my home. I know that, my child. I know because I have been in your home many times. No, you do not always see me, but you do hear me. Oh, Blessed Mother, I'm so thankful. Now I do not have to be afraid to go to sleep at night and hear the terrible goings on in my windows, going below the windows. They're most frightening. I have to spend half of the night praying and I get very little sleep. They think they are going to destroy me with the chanting and the terrible noises coming up. And yet the neighbors are so far apart that no one seems to know these going on. I don't know, Blessed Mother. You will pray, my child. It will be the most difficult task that you have ever had, for they will not be victorious. You will destroy that coven in the end, my child. Now, Jesus is coming down closer. He's coming down to the top of the statue, and he's taking his hands out like this. And the rays of light are coming down right on us. Oh, I feel so much stronger now. There's something in the beautiful light. Oh, you see, my child, graces are given in abundance when asked for. I know, my child, that you do not ask for much, but I did ask you several years ago in Earth time if you would be willing to suffer for your Pope and for the mission. And you did say yes, my child, didn't you? Yes, Blessed Mother, I did. Well, my child, what we ask of you is not easy, but you will continue, and when there is an urgent message, I will be here. You may call me at any time, my child, and I will come to you. You do not have to weep at night for all the sinners of the world. Many have been saved because of the prayers, my children. There were many in purgatory that had no way to get out of purgatory without your prayers. When you do this, my children, you gain many graces also for yourself. Always remember, call me, my children. I am your mother. your mother of peace, your mother of grace. I am always your mother, now and in the hereafter. When you come across the veil, my children, you will fully understand how your works of mercy and caring had brought you across the veil to heaven. My child and my children, after this lesson, my child, I repeat what my mother just told you, you will have to make some decisions yourself, because on that way of testing, my child, we must test you at all times to help you should you fall out of grace in anger or anything that is being said with anger shall never be accepted in heaven. I know, my child, that you take now, you did not bring the canister that I told you to bring along. Now I want you to take a deep breath. I can't breathe out. Yes, you will, my child. Push. All right, my child, now. You sit back, and I will talk to you when you do what you said. You promised us that you would take the rosaries and the rose petals to the ill and infirm. They come, my child, with great heart, knowing in their hearts that some will be cured miraculously this evening. And shall we find the individual in the wheelchair, that person is going to walk out of his or her wheelchair. So be sure that someone follows you about. We are going to stand, my child and my children, directly over the statue. They're about 15 feet, I guess. I'm not good at counting the feet or how high, but I would say about 15 feet from the statue. And Jesus and Our Lady, it's a little windy. Their capes are blowing, Our Lady's mantle. Our Lady is smiling. She has such a beautiful, soft smile, so compassionate and loving. My child, now, you will gather the rose petals and the roses that are at hand and take them now while they are fresh to this ill and infirm.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lady tells us to be protected from the Satanist, we should wear the following sacramentals around our neck: a rosary, a crucifix, the Saint Benedict medal, Our Lady of the Roses medal, the Miraculous medal, and the scapular. We have these sacramentals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. It's available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Our Lord has asked that we have a picture of His Sacred Heart in all our homes as a protection against Satan. We have available a beautiful 12 by 16 inch Sacred Heart picture. In fact, it is the most beautiful picture that I have ever seen of Jesus. No matter at what angle you look at this picture, His eyes are always looking at you. This heavenly 12 by 16 Sacred Heart picture comes without a frame, and it is available for $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We found a tremendous book titled Basic Preparedness. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of today's chaotic economic, geopolitical, and environmental climate. There are many reference books available that deal with specific areas of preparedness for an uncertain future. That's the problem. There are too many books. Most of us are busy, and reading time is precious. That is why this book titled Basic Preparedness was written. This one book covers the basics plus more. The first four basics for successful survival are water, food, medical, and shelter. This how-to-do book addresses all of these needs in the first four chapters with easy-to-understand, simple instructions. Learn how to maintain a comfortable survival regardless of future situation. Learn how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store and how long it will keep. Learn how to create the most basic household products naturally. Learn how to set up your home to run without power and still be comfortable. Get this book today and get going now. It's better to be 1 year early than 1 day too late. This is one book of a kind, Basic Preparedness. It's available for $16.95 plus $4 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The title of the book, Basic Preparedness, available for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today. In the past week, the holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament grew by 156 hours for a grand total of 25,740 hours. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours a week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this program, These Last Days. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 through 1994, this radio program, and much, much more. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now all about the trees, you can see the pink light. They're cascading down, not in rivulets like Our Lady's used to come down, but like straight lines, actually very powerful lines. And they look like the lines that Jesus sends out to contact the element foam, because the lights are going directly over to the area of the ill and infirm. Now Jesus is looking down. He has on his burgundy-colored tape with a golden tie on it. But he has on the slippers. I'm trying to look at them, because they're made of an animal type of skin. Yes, that's what they are. Jesus nodded his head. They're made like a leather. Now, Jesus is pointing over that way. And he's going like this now. My child and my children, I wish to stress this evening, look up, my child, and see what this will be about as you receive a clearer picture. I see what looked to be a school of some kind. And it's a boys' school. And it had them all sitting at desks. But who is the teacher? Oh, I can see that. Oh, it's Hank. Yes. Now, Jesus is touching his lips. My child, there are lessons to be learned from that picture. I am going to ask you to seek the wisdom that is necessary for the present crisis. Now, I want you to know, my child, that this has not been solved yet. We will depend on you to do what is necessary. Yes? Jesus said that he doesn't want me to repeat what he is telling me at this moment.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, I read where St. Teresa, the little flower, became the youngest doctor of the church, and during a solemn Eucharistic celebration at St. Peter's, the Pope on October 19th proclaimed St. Teresa of the Child Jesus a doctor of the church. She is the third woman to be proclaimed a doctor. The others are St. Catherine of Siena, St. Teresa of Avila, and St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. She was the first one from heaven to appear to Veronica of the Cross. Now, St. Teresa, she wrote many poems for Veronica. They are published in our booklet entitled Oculations from Heaven. I will read one of the poems, which I think is apropos at our times now. Pardon me, the name of the poem is Exhortations. Dear Holy Father, worried and weighing, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Mary implores, as a mother of love, to listen and heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn from careless surrender of too many souls that won't try to some remember. The Father, the Son, the Spirit of life, smile in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more can we do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. That's the end of the poem. Now, my first testimony here is from New York. To Our Lady's Workers, I'm writing this letter to acknowledge a miracle from a Blessed Rose Petal of which my husband is the recipient. In September, my husband decided to see his doctor, as he was suffering from severe abdominal pains on and off of about 4 days. Also, difficulty with bowel functioning. The doctor ordered an immediate x-ray. The results of this x-ray, according to this doctor, showed an obstruction of the bowels. His decision was to hospitalize my husband without delay, as he termed the condition, dangerous and life-threatening. My husband, frightened as he was, refused and returned home. He was told by the doctor that he only had a few hours or most to live if he did not go to the hospital. My husband's words when he entered the house were, "I have sad news. I'm going to die. I wish I had more time." Needless to say, I was in shock. I had not anticipated anything so serious. So at this point, I decided that my husband should see another doctor. So we went to another doctor, and this doctor did not believe my husband had an obstruction of the bowels. He wrote down all of my husband's medical history and set up an appointment for a colonoscopy and other hospital tests, which took place September 9th in the White Plains Hospital. Before the hospital tests were performed, I gave my husband a rose petal, blessed by Jesus and Mary, at the apparition site of Our Lady of the Roses. At first, he refused the rose petal, but I insisted he take it and put it in his shirt pocket. After the testing, the doctor was almost sure my husband had cancer of the colon. He asked to be called 2 days later for the blood reports and results of the biopsy. Again, we were very sad at the words spoken to my husband, but there was still hope, faith, and the rosary. On September 11th, my husband called the doctor, and the doctor said, "I have good news for you. You do not have cancer, and you do not need surgery, but I am placing you on antibiotics for 3 weeks to prepare you for one more hospital test to determine the reason of your bowel problems and pain." In October, my husband again entered the White Plains Hospital for a test. The results showed diverticulitis, a pouch in the colon. The diagnosis of diverticulitis is not life-threatening. Providing care, observance, and proper diet are exercised at all times. It is now 4 months since my husband has told he would die in a few hours. I am grateful to our Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord Jesus for this miracle. I thank our Lord for the work of you are always in my prayers. The power of the rosary, faith, and the rose petal in his pocket are the reasons for this miracle, and that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.